hear the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that? 98 KUPD.
It's time now for What Would Brady Do? It's when Brady solves all your problems. He's the most moral man in the world. And you guys are all troubled individuals, so he's going to save it for you. It's brought to you by our friends at M&P Jewelers over there on 12th Street and Indian School. If you want to get rid of some jewelry, they'll take it off your hands. You want to buy some, they got loads of it from all sorts of stuff. Plus, there's a story behind all of it.
Do you get the story when you buy something?
Hey, you know what? If I was a salesperson there, I would make one up. Make one up off of every single piece that you buy. Oh, this one came from a horrific divorce between the Goldwaters and, like, make up big names.
Do they let, like Walter White would have some blood on his money sometimes when he was doing transactions? Is there, like, blood on the rings, maybe?
Neat. No, they wash up.
They're cleaned up.
Yeah,
I kind of want the blood because that's part of it.
But I wouldn't say anything. I would make up stories about. I would do that if I worked at any jewelry store. Like, this one comes off the hand of a dead man. Why? I don't know.
Well, if you ask the right questions, maybe they go in the back.
Yeah,
Byron and Eric would throw a little evidence on the ring for you. if it sold it for a little extra.
It is Halloween time.
Yeah. For a little extra, they'll come up with a story for you, but it's great. If you want to get rid of yours, you got rid of the girl who used to wear it, now you got to get rid of the ring. That's it, Dana, right there.
This ring right here? Jody Arias.
There you go.
Yeah, come up with good Halloween stories.
Great Halloween ring stories. But you can go there. They've got a selection you cannot believe. Antiques, brand new stuff, giant expensive stuff, affordable little stuff, anything you got. They got it all. M&P Jewelers over there at 12th Street. And Indian School. Brady, are you ready?
Ready.
All right, here we go. Dear Brady, is it gay to watch a dude banging a hot sex doll on Pornhub? The only thing alive in the video is the man.
John Holmberg.
In a quandary. I'm not into the sex dolls, but I'm not.
It is not gay.
Yeah. Is it weird to you?
Well, did he say the sex of the sex doll?
Oh, no. Are there man sex dolls?
I think so.
Oh, geez.
I think so.
Seems there would be.
Well, then, yes, it's gay. That's gay sex.
Yeah, if it would lean towards that tendency, yes.
I have come across those lately, but I don't click on them.
Because, sex dolls?
Yeah, I don't see how that would be exciting.
And you ask if it was weird. I guess if you said that's the only thing I like watching, that might be a little. It comes down to our gluttony rule.
But it doesn't hurt anybody. Well, who's it hurting?
It's not. I mean, he's just wondering if it makes him gay to watch a man.
Bang a doll? A woman sex doll?
Yeah, but the only thing, I mean, it's like saying, is it gay to watch a guy kind of beat off? Because essentially it's kind of
I don't know.
Or hump a couch.
Is he looking at the dude or is he looking at the hot sex doll?
It's an inanimate
object.
I'll
say on that, what you're talking about there, maybe he's bi-curious.
You think?
Yeah.
It's an inanimate object. So is a man having sex with anything that doesn't look like a woman gay? And maybe so. But then it's a sexy sex doll, so it's unique, it's different, it still looks like a woman. And let's face it, most sex dolls are a lot like most middle-aged women. They just lay there anyway.
I don't think watching any porn makes you one way or the other.
No, I don't either.
Like, you're just watching.
Unless it's just horrific gay porn and you're masturbating to it.
Like hardcore stuff all
the
time. That
takes it to the next level.
Yeah, if you're watching loads and loads of gay porn and you're aroused by it, you're gay.
Probably, yeah. I mean, but
it doesn't make you gay. You are already gay. That's just what gets you going. You just haven't admitted it yet.
Yeah, that's what maybe you're one of those closet politicians.
Or a religious person.
Larry religious Craig? Person.
Yeah.
They need that, you know? It's their outlet.
It is.
Let them have it.
Well, they've had it the whole time. We just find out about it later.
Right, that's true. They find outlets, but this is a safer outlet. This is an easier way that they can get their weirdness out.
But I've watched the Devil's Threesome ones. Does that make me gay?
I've seen five people attack Lana Rhodes.
Yeah, I've seen group.
Here's something.
Are we gay?
Here's something I'll admit to. Time to open your books to page 5, because the open book is coming. I was driving in traffic on my way to Frank's for the podcast. And I didn't want any songs on. I was just in one of those things. And I'm like, wonder what that throat bang sounds like on my Bluetooth. And I couldn't see the TV.
You wanted it in surround sound.
So I just loaded it up in the slow and I put it on there. I have a big stereo in the white Jeep and I drove the white Jeep. And it's about a 35-minute video. So it killed the entire time. And I listened to Lana get throat banged like a book on tape.
That's a bit strange.
And I was loving it.
But obviously you're not masturbating. So now you're just...
obviously.
Now you're just a fan.
Yeah, now I'm just enjoying the sounds. And, you know, it's like bird watching in its own weird way.
You'll be going to the conventions in Vegas soon.
I would do that.
Maybe those weirdos get the
standing
pass.
Outside of Lana's thing with my eyes closed going, do the thing where you say you're going to finish. Okay, that's it. That's 1731 of the throat bang. The five-man throat bang. That wasn't gay. I loved every second of it. And there's more dorks in there than are blades of grass in my lawn. Anyway.
You're okay. I think sex doll guy's okay.
I think he's
Brady.
Fine.
Sure.
If you're worried about it, the question is now yours.
Yeah.
If you say, most of the time if you say, am I gay because I like this so much? Yes. Yes. Because if you have to wonder, probably is the answer. I think
it's
I might
like
be gay.
Do you think this is bad?
Yeah. Does this look infected? Usually it's infected. You're probably gay.
It's tough nowadays because a lot of those chicks that you think are chicks, they've done them up so well that you don't even know until you're like, whoa, wait a minute. What's going on here?
I haven't fallen for that yet.
We have here in the studio. Remember we put that picture
up?
Oh,
no. We knew it was she was beautiful, though.
Yeah.
We knew. Like, I haven't been on porn and gone, whoa.
Wait a minute.
What happened?
I'm almost done, so I'll just let that roll. That's going to stop me cold.
The surgeries are so good, though, nowadays with the breasts and everything.
Mm-hmm.
No idea.
With the breasts and the other stuff.
Surprise.
Yeah.
Imagine if they're that good at breasts, how good they are at the other thing.
Are you at all curious, Brady, how that would feel? The reconstructed former man bits folded up inside? I am.
I'm not.
Would you give that a run?
It sounds very painful.
Not to do it to yourself, to hammer one.
Yeah, what if she...
Oh, yeah, no.
If
her
hot, beautiful woman. And we say, show me that girl that was the one we're talking about, the model that used to be a man, and had her bits folded up inside her, and she wanted you. Would you?
Yeah, there's still enough block there.
No kidding.
Yeah.
But you would do it if you didn't know she was a dude before.
Falling for it is a different
thing. What if
you
fell for it, and then she told you?
And it was, what if you fell for it, and it was awesome?
Would it affect
and
me?
You haven't done it yet.
It'd probably be tough news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tough news day.
Yeah.
That's a 9/11 news cycle
maybe,
right there.
Maybe it's the best you've ever had.
Not the headlines I was looking for. Man, falls for.
Is that her? That used to be a fella? Mm-hmm.
Look at that.
The one on the right?
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm falling for that.
I'm blowing her.
I'm telling you, the girl at Margarita Rocks and I tried to get in the wet t-shirt contest. I had no idea.
The blonde,
I'm a guy.
It's a little obvious.
Yeah, there's a couple. I mean, it has to be.
But there are some really.
I don't know. Obvious, maybe. That first one you had up there, I would not have known at all. And I find her beautiful. Sweet Jesus. That would get me. I'd be fooled by that. And even midway through, like making out, if she's like, I still have a D. Well, let me see it.
Yeah, look at that one.
I don't believe
that's
you.
The transgender Victoria's
that's
Secret
the
model.
Yeah.
Look at that one. She's got huge boobs.
Yeah, but the boobs, besides the boobs, she's pretty.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Would
man.
You do that one, Brady?
Sure.
Yeah. Would you? Look at that. She tells you that all my stuff used to be man stuff. It's been folded up, peeled like a banana, and put back in me.
No.
You wouldn't do it?
Yeah.
You just changed your mind just a second.
I did.
But if you didn't know and you did her and then.
But beyond not knowing,
that one,
she's open about
it. Would you be, like, I guess, tricked? Is that what you said? Like,
yeah,
if I would know, I'd say, yeah.
She looks like that. She's got all the pieces and parts.
But if it tricked you to the point where you didn't know even after you were done.
Right.
Then it's so good, it doesn't
matter. Yeah, I don't know
why it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It is for some reason.
She's a woman at that point.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Yeah. All over it.
All I'm thinking to myself is, can't get pregnant, no periods.
Looks I mean, like that.
Every vacation
that.
Is fantastic.
Like
nobody's going to know.
No.
Like, you used to be able to tell by the Adam's apples, but now...
They
like,
shave that
they
down.
Yeah, look, you got
I'm
on the-
over it.
Well, the voice might still...
Just
although,
I've
sometimes
heard
some though, voices that are...
Husky girl voice. Hi, how are you?
Ooh.
That shouldn't do what it does, but it's doing it. Do you want to come to bed with me?
Kind of, sir.
She's beautiful.
doesn't feel the same.
That's why I'm asking.
Yeah.
I'd do it. You wouldn't do that? That says to you, let's do this.
I don't know. I got a couple of white claws under the belt, maybe.
A couple of white claws. He just assumes it's a hillbilly picnic. Or gay. That doesn't make you gay.
I don't. I think that Victoria's Secret model is going to be.
No, I don't think it does. Yeah.
She's going to turn you down, Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you know what?
No
that's the,
way.
That, you know what? That's true
no
too.
Way.
Maybe the worst part of that whole thing is you couldn't score her, Mr. Man. She's out of your league, and she's having a dick.
How's that for an ego blast?
Yeah.
I'm over my head with this.
The girl that used to have a penis?
Yeah, not interested.
Now I want her.
Not interested.
I've spit all the game I've got.
Oh, there it is.
No.
That's her. That's her in Drag Race on RuPaul.
That's not her.
That's the same one.
It's not.
It says right here.
No.
2011. That was 10 years ago.
Stop it.
She's different now.
She's a different person.
She's changed.
The Cubs hadn't even had a championship.
She's matured.
Back then. The world's different. That was pre-Grams.
We don't want to see the before picture.
I don't want to see any woman without her wig on. Come on, man. Anyway. Dear Brady, my wife...
There's a full shot.
Come on, Brady. She spits in her hand.
Giving her the Heisman.
She gives a loogie right to the palm of her hand and goes... Whoopsh. Oh, come on. She's got the waist of a wasp. I'm all over that.
Look at that picture.
That doesn't bother me at all.
Wow. That's ridiculous.
Could you take her home to Bunny and Torp?
Yeah.
Stop it.
And she's like, I have to be open. You wouldn't do it, would you?
Sure.
Bunny comes out and you're like,
something I got to tell you about Randy. She used to be a fella.
What would your mom do?
It's nice, Brady.
I don't know.
I can see her face scrunch up. Just thinking of Scioto Country Club and all she's got to talk about.
Oh, dear Lord.
She'd be fine with it.
She would
She'd
not.
She'd love me.
She would not.
Please let this happen to Brady before I die.
Yeah.
Just so I could see what happens.
It would be amazing. Look at that onion.
Yeah, I got to take Randy. Thanksgiving.
Randy, I have to take you back to meet my dad before.
You know, we like Ronnie. Ronnie, God rest her soul. She passed
too
away.
Bad. Too bad about the train wreck.
Horrible accident.
This is next up on your...
Let me just tell you, I hope that's...
dating scene.
All of our... significant others are in that train. We can pick up Randy's friends.
Got my sloppy seconds. I was in that first.
What would Marcy say?
She'd probably be a little bit taken aback by it.
John wouldn't
care.
Oh,
could you imagine?
But I would think it would be really awkward and uncomfortable, so I'd probably be over there a lot more often. Hey, Mom, me and Randy are here for more shrimp scampi.
Made you guys some dinner.
Yeah.
Guys,
what about Dan?
I like the pronouns you
Dan
use,
would be,
Mom.
Dan would be a little bit off, but when he sees it, he'd be like, oof, oof. My dad would start making that noise he makes when he likes food. Oof, oof, oof.
I don't blame you.
Oof. My dad does that still to women. I don't even think he knows it. A good-looking woman walks by, he goes, oof. Like, stop barking at everybody. He takes a bite of a good steak. Oof. Quit it. Oof. That's good. Oof. Dear Brady, my wife gave me the green light to bang a girl I work with. I told my wife, my God, this girl's so into me and she's hot. I'm 41 years old. The girl at work is 22. And she is all about it. So when I told my wife, she laughed and she said, two things. You won't get hard and I don't think you'll perform. And you can't get her anyway. It's your last. She said, it's your last chance to ever have anybody that young. So go for it. I was shocked. She thinks it won't ever happen again, which is probably true.
Again?
As far as a 22-year-old
liking.
And she doesn't think I can do it. Would you try this, take advantage of it, or cave, Ren? Ronnie gives you the green light to poke some new promotions girl that's just spectacular and into her some Brady.
And then throws in that you won't be able to perform.
And
you'll
Ronnie
choke
says,
under pressure.
Yeah, you're going to be flaccid and weird, and it's going to be all go nuts.
Man, say, you know,
that's a
well,
challenge.
Yeah, I'm
going to give it a try, but you might be right.
But I guarantee you.
You might be right, but I'm going to try.
She's planted that in your head, and you're not going to be able to get it up.
Yeah,
you'll be thinking so hard about it. Your 55-year-old wood will be
Well, that's what I'm going to say. When I, how'd it go last night? You're right.
Here's the other thing. You work with her. So the danger is you don't.
Oh, it's trouble.
You don't.
That's the trouble side of it. Yeah.
And so that's the other side. Is now you've tried to bone some young girl at your work as the married guy. Not everybody knows your wife told you.
My red flag always goes up when it's that aggressive of a green light
from
the wife. Yeah.
She doesn't think you've got it in you.
Well, not only that, but.
Prove her wrong.
Go for it.
Yeah.
You think it's a game.
You think she's.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean,
a trap.
You know,
you're really worried about traps. You're bringing this up a lot.
Admiral Ackbar.
You get a lot of traps set for you.
Yeah. Well, probably around the house every time he reaches for the cake, something smashes his hand.
Ah, trap!
There's traps all over.
Imagine what you'd do around these hot girls.
Like the night Porkopolis closed.
Yeah.
All those hot teens that you were dancing with all night long. Ronnie's like, go ahead. You won't be able to get it up for any of them anyway.
Yeah, she left. She didn't care.
She bailed and allowed that night to continue. Do you think you could have followed through?
No, I would have failed.
With the green light.
Oh, no. Yeah, I would have. They would have rocked their world.
Man, that was sexy the way you said
that. So, they would have been woke.
So, really, I was convinced you meant that. Thanks, sir.
All
so
right.
You don't think he should give this a run?
The work thing is
that's what
a
I'm
big
more worried
factor.
About.
That's trouble.
I'm more worried about working with that girl. And he said in there somewhere it was his assistant. I'd be more worried about that. Because not everybody else at your work knows your wife and you have this arrangement. Then you got to try to explain that to everybody if everything goes south.
Gets around the office, the whole gossip.
Gets found out. And all of a sudden, there's Ren standing in front of his boss going, my wife said it was okay. I'm like, I don't care what your wife said. You can't bang people at work.
On top of that, if you do, choke.
Yeah. Oh, worse still.
And then you're around the office.
Oh, I couldn't get it up for her. You tried to cheat on your wife with that. I wasn't cheating. She gave me the go.
Here's the thing about those
brilliant move
games, like chicks saying stuff like that, but they don't really mean it. Screw that noise. It's their fault. If they say something and they don't mean it or
prove
whatever.
Them wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm going by that. Yeah. You said it. All right, I'm in.
It's the old Brady Bunch exact words. I remember the Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry David said, she's pretty intimate, pretty intimate. And his wife's like, she didn't like you. Go for it.
What?
She gave him the go-ahead, and then he failed like in every direction trying to pick her up. Like he misread the whole thing.
But he went for it.
But she said, she's the one. You can have her. She goes, in fact, you can have anybody you want. I know you've got no game. And the more he tried, the worse it got. Like he had nothing left. It was great. And then the girl came in, the one that was going to hump him. Turned out she was a big-time, like, right-wing, staunch Republican type. And started to just spout out all sorts of stuff that made him uncomfortable.
Texter says, no, 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 John. We learned from Matt Lauer, you get that 22-year-old to sign an NDA.
NDAs. Yeah. That is true, too. Get that NDA out. That gets awkward then. Now you got that floating around.
Ren just gave me an NDA that said we should sleep together.
Oh, no. Your boss did what? Now you are Matt Lauer. Dear Brady, my brother's a registered offender. He was high. She was drunk. They engaged in sex in front of a group of people. Midway through, she decided against the act and said stop. Many people heard it, and he didn't right away. It turned into a humongous mess. He is not a bad guy. This was a really bad situation, and he's paying for it. Recently, he's asked me if he can live with me and my wife, and I'm really want to help him. But if he moves in, he has to go door to door and tell all my neighbors his status. And that's rough for me because I've got a good life. Without me, I believe he is screwed. I love him, but this is a tough one. What would Brady do, Dale?
I would try to find him another place where he could live.
Would you pay for it?
Well, it depends, yeah. Sometimes you'd feel, I'm going to support my brother.
Sure.
Get him back on his feet.
But you wouldn't let him live with you?
Probably not in his situation where he's saying... You know, that door-to-door thing takes it to the next
That would
level.
Ruin it. So if Tom, your brother Tom, hits the skids, gets a sex offender thing, and you know the true story, it's like it's not as bad as it seems. It's not good. Not as bad as it seems. It's not like he's a child molester or anything, but he's got this on his record that he's done this. And you want to help him, but you wouldn't let him go door-to-door in your neighborhood.
There's a part that's saying, well, you know, I'm thinking of like my neighborhood or the block.
Right.
That
oh, yours would be
could
terrible.
You explain that situation? there's a part of me that's saying, I think I could get around to the family.
Oh, so you'd follow around and tell them the whole story. So you'd constantly be apologizing.
But then, you know.
Love that man.
If it gets to the point where he's, you know, how many doors do you have to knock on? Do you have to go the entire community?
I don't know what
community?
The depth is. Yeah, what's the radius of telling?
Because if it's just my block.
You can explain it out.
I think can.
So that would be worse, is that he's knocking.
It would be. Look.
Hadley holy neighbor, how's it going?
I'm a sex offender and I live with Brady now.
This is my brother Tom.
5 minutes later.
Hadley holy neighbor. Yeah, my brother came by, and now here's the story.
It would be worse.
He was in a sex act in public. The girl was drunk, and he was stoned, and she decided she wouldn't want it anymore, and he didn't stop.
Well, thanks for clearing that up.
Yeah, see, like, that's what I'm saying. It all depends on how well you think you could.
You can't.
It's family, man. You can't turn your back
and,
on him.
Could you turn your back on Tom and say, no, you can't live with me?
I could because I... If I was in that situation, like if that happened to me instead of my brother, I would understand.
You'd understand
him not wanting me to
but
live
Brady,
with him.
Brady, if you had nowhere to go.
There's always some place to go.
There's not always some place to go. I look around and I see a lot of people who don't have that some place to go.
There's a ton
of not some places to go.
The older you get, the less places to go you have.
That's true.
Because people are dying.
People are dying and you've pissed off everybody. For me, it would be great. Tom should come live with me. You knocking on the door and saying, hey, over there at 1215 East Jefferson,
that guy's
that's where I live.
Sex offenders.
Sweet. Now, there's no chance any of these people want to come over.
You're going to leave using him.
Oh, I would absolutely. You need to knock on like a 5 mile radius. Tell the mailman. They won't even come close to the front door. Make your story worse. But that would mean I'd have to live with him. I don't want that guy in my house. That's a toughie.
Yeah.
That's why it's great to be me. I don't love anybody that much. The answer is no. You're on your own. Shouldn't have raped that girl.
So the texters have sent in some of their faves.
Oh, that's a man?
This is a man named Blair White who has not gone full yet.
Yeah, I can see a little bubble.
Really? I don't see much of a bubble there.
I'd hand it. I'd be motorboating and jerking at the same time, and none of it would be me.
But she's a trans activist.
Annoying. Can't just be fun, can you? You can't get all sexy and then be fun. You got to start spouting out your thoughts. Boo.
I think she would enjoy Thanksgiving at my house.
If that wandered in, would you? And she's like, I want to be honest with your family.
Don't do it. Go right ahead, Blair.
Would you be okay with that?
Sure.
That your date has a dick?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
You would never tell Bunny that.
I probably wouldn't.
You wouldn't tell Torp. Because Torp has his moments.
Yeah, why would you?
You could High Street is full of gays.
Torp, my guy, I can understand. Attractive.
Torp makes jokes about person. The gay thing still, to like he did it that one day. At High Street, there's a bunch of homosexuals, you know. Ugh. He's always making that noise afterwards. Because, you know, he's from a different time.
But he hasn't met Blair yet.
From a better time when that was gross. When you could say, ew. There's some hot girls up there. I'd give that a poke. Nothing hotter than rolling a hot chick over and moving her balls. Get those out of the way.
There she is with the filters on, John.
Yeah, that's...
Well, that's too filtered. Now she's just crazy.
If that's the case, all girls are dudes.
Yeah, exactly. Move your balls. The older I get, the more I want to be with men. They're cooler. It's just their balls and their dirt and their gross bodies. Enjoy their company a whole lot more. Dear Brady, my girlfriend and I have been living together for about a year now. The problem is she doesn't communicate. For example, yesterday she left the house at 1 saying she's going shopping and washing her car. At 3, I texted her and said we needed some items for dinner. Could she pick them up? She said, okay. At 5:30, I texted and said, are you coming home? And then I called at 6, no answer. She texted back and said, I do not need to come home if you want. I answered, that's not what I want. I wanted to know what the heck's going on, and she didn't come home. She said she was at her cousin's. She lived there before she moved in with me. My question is it unreasonable for me to expect her to tell me she's not coming home? I've told her time and time again, I don't care if you go and do whatever you want with your cousins or your friends. Just let me know. And she never does. Or is there something else going on? I don't know. AS.
That sounds like there's something else going on there.
Just disappears for hours on end.
Because you'd communicate, you know, on the other side of it. Especially if you said, oh, I'll pick some stuff up at the store for you.
It's even reasonable
and
to do it to a roommate.
You know what? I'm running a couple hours behind.
Yeah. I ran over to my cousin's real quick. We're hanging out. Sorry.
Then
lost track of time.
Don't see you until the next morning.
And just doesn't come home at all. I got to wonder. Like, even if my roommate did
that. I fully detailed my car. It took me a while.
It's an 8-hour detail. The car better look good. Better come home and I have like.
The car's filthy.
If there's french fries in the crack between the console and the ceiling, like, 8-hour detail.
Who's Blair?
I want to meet Blair. If she's bringing Blair home, I'm in.
John, I'm sorry to backtrack, but did Eric just say it's family, man? You can't turn your back on family?
Oh, come on. Too soon.
That's right.
That's right. If mom, right before she went, had to tell all the neighbors she was a sex offender and Eric kicked her out.
Hit the bricks.
God, sorry, lady. I can't have that. It's terrible. Just terrible. You're terrible people, all of you. You'd take the tranny home to Pops. Rick and you would watch that.
He'd be sure, like, I don't care what he thinks.
I don't think he'd be upset even. I think he'd be kind of like, yeah, curious. If you had a dad, you'd take him back, right, Rich?
Oh, yeah.
Your mom has had – she's got worse stories than that.
Yeah. Really, your family's got some – it's just par for the course, I think.
Just like that fun. Yeah. As expected, your mom would say.
No, she wouldn't expect that.
Yeah, that's tame. Brady's the only one that would. That would be awesome. I'd go to that Thanksgiving. If you invited me to that and said, you're bringing Blair? Okay, I'm in.
I'll admit this, bringing Blair back would be easier than bringing back a girl of color.
No kidding. Really?
Shut up.
Yeah.
Your mom would be more upset at a darkie. Yeah. How dark? Filipino?
That's
Filipino
awful.
Would be okay.
So Asians, all right.
Yep.
We start getting into like
any shades that go a little darker. We're
Mexican
we're
and black.
Fate. Mm-hmm.
So American racism. Mm-hmm. Good old fashioned. What
American
about a Jew
racism.
Or something?
Is she fine with that?
She'd be all right. She can't tell.
Yeah.
Visually, would hate a black woman in your. No kidding.
I don't think not hate right off, but she would. She would.
It wouldn't.
Be
wouldn't be happy.
Not her cup of tea.
My
she'd
grandpa would have hated it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I hate admitting it. I told her that one time. I'm like, if I had a girlfriend that was of color. You'd never see me.
She
what
would
do you mean?
Get rid of you? You think?
No. I told her that I wouldn't come around because I know that she wouldn't approve.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Kind of like Brady with that lady with a dick.
That's right.
What about a black lady with a dick?
Oh, double up.
Your parents would adopt her.
I brought home a black lady before.
As a date or as a joke?
As a date.
A joke?
Someone that wasn't
for
olive?
His family?
Like,
that would have been hilarious.
I need to knock on the door.
Yeah.
And say this line. No.
I'm your son's wife now, ma'am.
Brady's in the bushes.
Look at Torp's face.
Oh, he dropped.
What's up, yo? How you doing, Rince?
What's up, yo?
You brought a
you've
black
gone dark, Brady? I didn't know this.
Did you bring every date home to mom, like immediately?
No, that one just happened.
Just the black one.
Crossing over, we had a formal. And it was in Columbus. We came up from Athens.
Well, how long did you date this young
just
lady?
Just the weekend.
One day, but you had
the
introduced
weekend.
Her mom and dad.
Friday and Saturday.
Just the weekend. Then she shot someone.
Did you finish the deal, Brady?
No.
You didn't?
Did not, no.
Why? Racist.
Guy got shy.
The guy got shy?
I did.
Oh.
Your penis?
They call him the guy? Me and the guy are going out to...
Little Brady was really shy.
I'm the guy.
He didn't want to play.
You want to meet the guy?
What was this lady's name?
Melinda.
Was it a setup?
No, I asked her to form.
Great. Was it a, you beautiful. Have to ask somebody from that sorority?
No. Was, no, you
just
ask
liked
anyone.
Her.
Yep.
And she said yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So why'd you give up so fast? Why one weekend?
She
was that
better.
Bad?
She danced. She's too much dancing.
It was.
What happened?
No, that was, you know.
What
I
was
think
it?
It was. Nothing.
No spark.
If
come
I could
on.
Redo that weekend, I would redo it.
Again. No kidding?
Yeah.
Does Ronnie know that?
I was just shy. not
I
yet.
Redo
she doesn't
my...
know I've scheduled the weekend.
I want to redo my, you know how Paul Simon did that album with Africa Black Mambazo?
Really like that.
I want to redo that for myself. I had that weekend. I blew it. I was soul man for 2 days.
And she told me that afterwards, too, Melinda.
That she wished you'd have done something?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yep.
Well, how'd she say it?
I wish you would have. No,
yeah,
I don't know.
Come
I
mean,
so did, and I'm not saying, I don't say her voice, but I say, what did she say to make you say that you blew it?
Kind of weird.
Let's whip out that big old Vanilla Johnson. What you doing, Brady?
And I was like, damn, girl, I didn't know that.
Brady, you are my biggest regrets in life. I wanted to have sex on you.
You did what now?
Now look at us. All married up. Can't have sex on each other no more.
You missed out, Brady.
You missed out, Brady.
Sure did.
I got magic coochie.
Oh, man, I want some of that. I gotta go. We got spots.
I gotta do commercials. Flew keeps holding up that spots thing. I feel like I've got encephalitis. Like, I'm seeing spots.
This is a big step for you, Brady, because you used to say no regrets. Everything is, you know, but now you...
You got a big regret. Sure. Admitting, so you would never do. You actually have said several times I'd never do anything over.
Yeah.
Again.
So look at that.
You said the weekend with that black.
That's the only thing.
I get a time machine for
only
that.
Thing.
Is it just because you want to bang a black girl? Or?
Yeah. During the Reagan administration.
I wasn't allowed for years.
Back when it wasn't cool.
It was uncouth.
I got a time machine. You want to come with me, black lady?
No. Nothing good happens to us when we go back. Anyway, we're all done there. It's what Brady did, and he solved all your problems. So there you go. It's 98 KUPD.
Big, red, badass.
What? What did you just say? Badass.